It's Wednesday, June 11th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Los Angeles police swiftly enforced a downtown curfew Tuesday night, making arrests moments after it took effect, while deploying officers on horseback and using crowd control projectiles to break up a group of hundreds demonstrating against President Trump's immigration crackdown. Members of the National Guard stood watch behind plastic shields but did not appear to participate in the arrests. Hours later, many of the protesters had dispersed, although sporadic confrontations continued that were much smaller than in previous nights. Officials said the curfew was necessary to stop vandalism and theft by agitators looking to cause trouble. California Governor Gavin Newsom earlier accused President Trump of drawing a military dragnet across the nation's second-largest city with his escalating use of the National Guard. He also deployed Marines, though none were seen on the streets Tuesday. Demonstrations have spread to other cities nationwide, including Dallas and Austin, Texas, Chicago, and New York, where 1,000 people rallied and multiple arrests were made. In other news, a federal appeals court on Tuesday granted the Trump administration's request to keep the president's far-reaching tariffs in effect for now, but agreed to fast-track its consideration of the case this summer. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit extended its earlier temporary pause of a trade court decision that found Trump exceeded his powers in imposing the tariffs. The appeals court said it intends to hear arguments on July 31st, which means the tariffs likely will remain in effect for at least the next 2 months. All of the court's active judges will participate in the case. The losing party is expected to seek review at the Supreme Court. Since starting his second term, President Trump has announced a barrage of tariffs that have sparked a global trade war and threatened to upend the world economy. Late last month, the U.S. Court of International Trade, which has national jurisdiction over trade disputes, halted the tariffs, siding with 5 small businesses and a group of Democratic state attorneys general who challenged Mr. Trump's actions. In world news, a shooter opened fire at a high school in the Austrian city of Graz on Tuesday, killing 10 people, mostly teenagers, in one of the worst rampages in the country's history. Austrian police and hospital officials confirmed the fatalities, raising the death toll from an earlier figure of 9. Of the 10 victims, 9 were students aged between 15 and 17. The 10th victim was a female teacher. Interior Minister Gerhard Karner said at a news conference that 6 victims were female and 3 were male. 12 students were injured in the incident, some of them seriously. Graz University Hospital later said one of the seriously injured adults died on Tuesday evening. The suspect, a 21-year-old Austrian male who had previously attended the school but not graduated, used 2 weapons to carry out the killing spree before fatally shooting himself in a bathroom, authorities said at the news conference. Officials would not give a motive for the gunman, who they say acted alone. Back in the U.S., supermarket shelves are emptying out at some stores around the country after a cyber attack hit a major distributor to Whole Foods Market and other chains. United Natural Foods said it detected unauthorized activity on its systems last week and took certain systems offline proactively. Disruptions to its operations have followed, United Natural said. Stores around the country have reported being unable to place orders. The company has told suppliers that it hopes to restore normal operations by Sunday, according to a notice reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Grocery co-ops and smaller chains have been affected, while at some Whole Foods locations, shelves have gone empty. Some supermarket owners did not expect to receive shipments until next week. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.